Good morning. You are listening to CITR 101.9 Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I, of course, am always, unless I change my name legally, am Matt MacArthur.
And I am the Mac. I am the Drew Mac.
The Drew
Donald.
Mac. MacDonald.
MacDonald.
And we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. It is nice and gray, nice and bright gray out there today. And to sort of get a sort of a mellow mood, maybe mellow at times, we have decided to go for the speechless mixtape today.
So speechless implying, of course, no words.
No words.
There are no words for this mixtape. None whatsoever.
I have no words for this. Yeah, the only words you will hear are the ones that are out of our mouths. And we will sort of, you know, we'll dish on, the benefits of instrumental music because, we're living in an era where everybody's on a soapbox. Everybody's throwing, opinions at you really loudly. It's insane. It's overwhelming. So sometimes you need some instrumental music.
Matt, I disagree with that opinion. Your opinion is wrong.
What?
Yeah.
Get off your... Oh, I see that soapbox underneath your feet. All right.
It's a microphone-shaped soapbox.
Yeah. So that's as crazy as we get on this show in terms of...
I flipped over a piece of paper. I was so angry.
Yeah, I almost flipped over the desk, but it's just too heavy. All right.
So kicking this thing off too, I think that we need to go with some OG instrumental music. Of course, classical music is OG instrumental.
The original. Music. The original instrumental music.
I can't
music.
Believe I just said those words.
OG.
OG instrumental music.
I can believe it.
Anyways, we're going to listen to a violin sonata piece by Tobias Feldman, who's a German violinist. And this is a piece that was originally composed by Sergei Prokofiev. Sorry, I'm not the best.
Eric's going to love this.
I know, he's going to throw me off the bus.
Yeah.
Violin Sonata number 2 in D major. Here we go.
Enjoy. Thank you. Beautiful. Sarah Neufeld, Where the Light Comes In, from the recent record The Ridge. And before that, we had Tobias Feldman and Boris. However you say I don't know. This is horrible.
It's Boris Kuznikow.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Drew. Yeah.
Kuznikow.
With Violin Sonata number 2 in D major. To start off the instrumental Speechless mixtape on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac today.
I actually love that piece, that Violin Sonata 2. It's just such a great... It's always hard. I always want to play classical on this show, but sometimes it's challenging to find pieces that don't take up half of our hour-long set. And we were actually talking about that when we started this, like, you know, what other artists can we play? There's lots of, you know, thinking of great Canadian artists like Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have 35 minutes to listen to a whole side of a record.
Yeah, I know. We don't have 40 minutes to listen to one song.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You know, as great as it is, we want to, you know, broaden the tape a bit.
Yeah.
And speaking of broadening the tape here, we're going to go into a song by this band called Dos, which is Spanish for two.
Dos.
Off
the album Dos y Dos.
Dos y Dos. Very funny. This band consists of two bass players, Kira Roessler from Black Flag and Mike Watt from the Minutemen. And they, you know, had just started like a two bass group, and it's wonderful. You wouldn't think it would work, but it's incredible. So we're going to go into New Year's Waltz by Dos on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
The Evens with Wonder Why from the album The Odds. Funny little play on there. And before that, if you were wondering what that crazy barrage of bass notes were before that song, Thundercat.
Thundercat!
From the new album Drunk. And we started things off with Dose, New Year's Waltz from Dosey Dose. The Evens, I must mention, because I'm a big fan of this man's work, Ian MacKay, Fugazi, mm-hmm. Minor Threat, and his wife on the drums, sort of a power duo there. That's the only album I don't have by them, but I can't recommend The Evens highly enough.
Well, and I feel the same way about Thundercat.
Yes.
I can't recommend Thundercat enough. Like, he's part of the whole Brainfeeder, Flying Lotus kind of collective.
Kamasi Washington
collective, yeah. Of amazing. And Needles and Dale Dus and like all the crazy, awesome jazz fusion, jazz electronica in like fusion craziness. That's mm-hmm. just sort of, I remember the first time I heard Flying Lotus's Cosmogramma, and I never realized that a hip hop, electronic, and jazz album mixed together could blow my mind the way that that album did.
It was mind blowing,
right?
And well, a song off of that introduced me to Thundercat from a mixtape that you made me.
I did do that
in 2010.
I did the thing.
You did the thing. We will take a break, a little tiny break, and then we will come back with some more of the Speechless mixtape on Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
How do you like your media?
Raw, spicy,
free. I like my media semi-side up.
Shape your media just the way you like it by supporting CITR. Every year, we ask listeners, readers, friends, and family to support CITR by donating to our annual fund drive. It keeps the station running, and it helps us take on new projects. This year, CITR is looking to help our community shape their media by fundraising to provide new training sessions in current affairs journalism, giving creators new skills to shake up the media landscape. Thursday, March 9th at 12 p.m. to March 16th, we're opening up our phone lines old school telethon style. Call in during your favorite programs to hear about the special prizes each show is offering. You can support CITR and shape your media by making a pledge. You can also make a pledge now online at www.citr.ca/fundrive. How do you like your media, John?
Spicy. Is that good?
Thank you.
Wait, hold on.
I think
Keegan also said spicy. Can I say something else?
Mm-hmm.
No, can you ask me a question again?
How do you like your media?
Well done. But that's not like what CITR is, more like a rare steak.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Thank you.
foul with her face from Sport. And that was really good, actually.
Isn't it good? It's a good little like charge up a bit there.
Yeah. And I mean, it had some voices in it, but when, you know, it's still an instrumental because they aren't actually saying anything.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, you know, like thinking about that myself when I was going through trying to pick out some songs that would be great for this mixtape and just sort of like what constitutes is like instrumental even the right word anymore? Like instrumental seems like an outdated term because we live in an era where, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I listen to that is considered instrumental, but either falls under jazz because jazz and also falls under like electronic music, even though, you know, most would argue that like most electronic music is instrumental.
Yeah.
So, you know, aside from like samples of things, and if you're not using, you know, voices as lyrics, and just using it as an instrument.
Well, then I think if you're using a voice as an instrument, then it falls under instrumental.
Right?
That's what I think. and we will, let's steamroll ahead with we're gonna get some.
Well, and sorry, I just want to say that Powell, that's off of new album Sport that came out in 2016. Excellent album all the way through. It's sort of like punk rock electronic music.
Yeah,
and Powell is a producer from Montreal, works out of Montreal and out of the States. Kind of jumps between the two, so he's awesome.
He's a dual citizen.
Dual citizen
of music.
Dual, yeah.
And we're gonna stay in our country here. Mm-hmm. One of our country's finest bands, the Sadies, has come out with a new record called Northern Passages,
complete with Aurora Borealis all over the cover.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful like album cover, and it's definitely one that I got to get. I'm scooping up all the Sadies that I can right now. Just an amazing band. And it's their sort of little tribute to another Canadian band that will play after it. But we'll let you, you know, figure out who those guys are. But we are going to steamroll ahead with the Sadies, The Noise Museum on CITR 101.9. Delicate Steve, Cartoon Rock from This Is Steve.
I love that. I love that album, and that song in particular is probably my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, it just makes me want to run.
Right?
Yeah.
No, that's pretty much it. It's just like, it's a montage music.
Yeah. Just like getting stuff done kind of montage.
Right? He's an instrumentalist. It's the moniker of instrumentalist Steve Marion, and he does a bunch of like instrumental stuff, and he's from New York, New Jersey area. And that album just came out like 2-3 weeks ago, and he's actually coming to Vancouver. He's playing Fortune Sound Club March 26th, so definitely worth checking out. I might check that out.
Sweet.
It's going to be awesome.
And then, before Delicate Steve happened, the classic Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet with I Know a Guy Named Larry from the wonderful album Dim the Lights, Chill the Ham. And we start things off with the Sadies with the Noise Museum. And I'm digging this tape.
It's a fun tape. It's actually a lot more rocky than I thought it would be. I thought that we would, you know, lean a little bit more jazzy or a little more, you know, electronic, just because they're easy fall safes for or fail safes for instrumental music. But
yeah. And it's still like all over the place, just like our normal shows,
right?
So we're gonna take a break and come back with some more instrumental jams. And just stay tuned, man. Just stay tuned. You won't regret it. So, mixtapes, Mick and Mac, CITR 101.9.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. You can catch All Access Pass every Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
St. Vincent, we put a pearl in the ground from, you know, the wonderful, as if she never put out a wonderful record, Marry Me.
Oh my God, all of her records are amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even speak. I'm just so excited for the album that's probably going to come out this year. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be wicked. I'm always up for her guitar violence.
Right.
And before that, we had Bjork, a nice little tiny song from Bjork. Called,
just a tiny one.
Called Frosty. Mm-hmm. Just a tiny Frosty there.
Just say it in a tiny voice. Frosty.
Frosty. we're going to veer off into a different direction here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm kind of a little bit on the same lines. Like, we went from a little bit of piano to a little bit more piano right here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a jazz pianist that just came out with an album in the last few months called Toco Roco. The artist is Alfredo Rodriguez. And I just love his stuff. It's very reminiscent of Ahmed Jamal or Vince Guaraldi trio. Like, it's kind of got that wonderful, dreamy, piano-y, kind of lighthearted and wonderful. Like, it's just, Vince Guaraldi's probably the one that it's, like, it really, for me, evokes the most. But
wow, let's lay it down.
Let's lay it down. Enjoy. This is Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring.
Jansport J, Curly Hair Anthem, all one word.
The interesting thing about a lot of instrumental tracks is a lot of artists use instrumentals as interludes in their album, and so it can sometimes be awkward, like with the Björk song we played and with that Jansport J one, because they immediately flow into another song.
Yeah, it's a hard ending, yeah.
But it's, so sometimes it can be a bit abrupt, and that, and you know, I wasn't quite anticipating that. But before we kind of send you guys off, I think we just wanted to do a real quick 2-minute song for you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play something real quick here, 2-minute long instrumental. Let's see if you can guess what it is. 1, 2, 3, here we go.
Oh yeah, how 90s is that? The Breeders, Flipside from Last Splash. An album that, I was just sort of talking with Drew about this while we were playing it. The Last Splash, an album that has its good share of instrumentals too, not just as even little linkages, but like just full on, like straight up instrumentals.
Yeah, it's such an amazing classic album that it's just, I don't know, I don't even know how to, I can't express my love for this album enough. Like, it's just one of the best. It's up there, like, it came out about the same year, or maybe not even the same year, but within the same time. It's kind of like Weezer's Blue album, like one of those albums that when it came out kind of just redefined what...
The indie rock kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right?
And I don't know whether, you know, they just ran out of words or just didn't want to write any more lyrics for that record. I don't know why that... but it's got, like, its fair share of, like, awesome instrumental gold. And
then before that, we didn't get a chance to really talk about it, but we also listened to a little short interlude by Jansport J off of his new album, Pharaoh, which just came out a couple weeks ago as well.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, excellent album, and I recommend everyone listen to it.
Totally, totally. And we're going to leave you with a nice, long, slow little instrumental jam.
But before that, we have some exciting news about next week.
Next week is Fun Drive.
Fun Drive.
Fun Drive. That's the annual... happening here at the station, you know, raising money for new equipment, new training programs, just keeping the station on air and
exactly
know, being a you know an outlet for community members and UBC students to get weird on the radio and do, you know, whatever they want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if you listen into us next week and if you make a donation of $30 or more, we'll actually make a personalized mixtape.
For you.
So you definitely want to listen in and check out next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
But for right now, I think we need to send off with like the great grandchild of jam rock music and mm-hmm. awesome instrumentals.
Yes.
The one, the only, Mr. Jim James of My Morning Jacket.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for this song and stay tuned for The Real World up next, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. You've been listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. I'm Matt.
I'm Drew.
I am Mick.
I am Mac.
And this is Jim James. Bye, everybody.